Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. It's time now for our beauty spot. On the line with me, makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So I know you're continuing this series about teaching women who are over 50 how to maintain beauty regimens. And so I love that because some people think the only alternative is to go under the knife, but there's some things that you can just basically do, right?
Absolutely. And last week we talked about skin needing products, or women thinking that their skin needs multiple products in order for it to look nice, and that is actually not true. I actually touched on a little bit about how it's actually the quality of the product, not the quantity, so you don't need a whole bunch of stuff. You definitely want to gravitate to products that have vitamin A, C, and with peptides in it. And then also products that have glycolic acids. That's going to actually help to take away some of that dead skin that you might have, or the drying that you have on the face. Now, this week, I want to talk a little bit, Cheryl, about another myth, and that is that after you get a certain age that you shouldn't wear powdered makeup. Now, I know that that probably seems like it makes sense because you're like, my skin's already dry, and it may have a little bit of wrinkles, but that is actually not true. One of the products that you want to gravitate towards is actually mineral makeup. Mineral makeup actually works really well with aging skin, and the reason why, Cheryl, is that mineral makeup has light reflective qualities, which helps the skin to look glowy. And so this powdered foundation, or maybe it even can be a talc-based blush, actually is going to work really well because those light reflective qualities are going to make the skin look like it is glowing. So it's going to work extremely well. Another myth is that aging skin shouldn't break out. That actually is not true with hormones changing and escalating daily with stress. We know that it is true that you can get pimples when you are older. So ladies, gentlemen, if you have older skin and you're wondering, why am I getting these teenage breakouts, it could actually be from your hormonal changes. You know, you go through three. The first one is when you're a teen. The second one is premenopausal, and then it's post-menopausal changes. And so those hormones actually can kind of rage a bit, and you can get these old teenage breakouts. So you definitely want to visit your dermatologist if you are having those issues.
I like it. Thank you so much. Preparing for that, too. Not 50 yet, but we're preparing.
We ain't nowhere near 50, sure. We're going to be 40-something forever.
Well, you know, we still have to prepare. We do have to prepare as women,
yes,
so that's good stuff. Thanks, Kim. Give us your information. I want everybody to know about your Wink and Pout collection. That's your lipstick and eyelash line.
Oh, my God, it is so much fun, Cheryl. I am having a blast with this. Please reach out to me, thekimlee.com, and you can get your Wink and Pout. I have the hottest colors that are on the runways. Yes, they are for those that are over 50. They are age-appropriate for all. If you're definitely willing to do, I have some, you know, softer colors, and I have some bold ones, too. So I definitely love to get you in some great colors and also lashes. So check me out, thekimlee.com, thekimlee on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Thank you, hon. I appreciate you checking in today.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.